This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
How fast food is changing traditional meat dishes and our ethical choices. Discover how fast food reshapes traditional meat dishes and sparks conversations about ethical eating, clean meat, and the future of meat consumption. Fast food's impact on traditional meat dishes, a casual reflection. You know, I've been thinking a lot about how fast food has really changed the way we look at traditional meat dishes. It's kind of crazy when you stop and consider it. Those classic family recipes, slow-cooked roasts, Sunday dinners, and the whole charm of savoring meat prepared with care versus a quick burger dropped into a paper wrapper. Fast food's rise has undeniably shifted not just eating habits, but also conversations around ethical eating, cultural preservation, and even the future of what we put on our plates. First off, I feel like fast food has simplified meat to the point where it's often seen as just a quick source of protein rather than something to be appreciated. The juicy steak or slow-braised brisket has been somewhat overshadowed by fast, cheap, and super accessible options. This shift affects how we value meat culturally. More convenience, less ceremony. And that means fewer people may be learning or preserving the traditional meat dishes passed down from one generation to the next. But it's not all just about convenience. There's also the ethical side of things starting to sneak into the conversation, especially when you think about sentiocentrism and how we consider the suffering of animals in our food choices. The rise of fast food chains has prompted many people to question the pros and cons of eating meat in general, and that's led to some fascinating debates about what ethical eating really means when the meat comes from industrial farms versus local butchers or clean meat innovations. Speaking of clean meat, this new technology where meat is grown in labs without raising and slaughtering animals is beginning to shake up traditional meat ideas. Imagine a juicy burger that's lab-grown but tastes the same, or close enough, to the real deal. That could potentially preserve the flavor and experience of traditional dishes while sidestepping some of the ethical and environmental downsides often associated with meat production. Of course, there are arguments for and against eating meat at all, whether traditional, fast food, or clean meat, and it's a complex conversation that's only picking up momentum. Another interesting angle to consider is how fast food has influenced younger generations' palates and expectations. Fast food tends to prioritize uniform flavor profiles, think salty, fatty, crispy, that can overshadow the rich layers of taste and texture found in many traditional meat dishes. This doesn't mean traditional meat is gone for good, but it does make it harder for classic recipes to compete when people have grown accustomed to rapid gratification and standardized flavors. It might also impact how kids learn to appreciate food quality and diversity. On the flip side, the fast food industry isn't totally ignoring the market for more conscious eaters. We're seeing more plant-based options popping up across menus, which ties into the growing interest in plant-based diets. This shift is partly driven by consumers wanting to reduce their carbon footprint and animal suffering, again connecting back to the ethical considerations of eating meat. So, even within the fast food world, there's some influence pushing for change that could ultimately preserve traditional food culture in a different way. Ultimately, I think the impact fast food has on traditional meat dishes is a bit of a double-edged sword. On one hand, it's democratized access to meat and created new opportunities for affordable food. On the other, it risks diluting the cultural richness and ethical depth around how we produce and consume meat. I'm curious to see if clean meat and plant-based options will become mainstream enough to revive or reshape our appreciation for traditional dishes, but with a more ethical and environmentally friendly lens. If you're interested in exploring this topic further, especially the nuanced ethical questions that come with the pros and cons of eating meat, I highly recommend checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a thoughtful resource that delves into sentiocentrism and the arguments for and against eating meat in a way that's accessible and engaging. So next time you're biting into a burger or cooking a traditional roast, maybe pause for a moment to consider the layers behind that meat, the cultural heritage, the ethical challenges, and the evolving food landscape we're part of. It's a lot to chew on, but it's also what makes food such a fascinating and important part of our lives.